Hello.
My name is Tammy. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Stephen Gross, this is me.
I need to advise you, Mr. Gross, this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how may I help you today?
I'd like to file my unemployment benefits.
Yes, sir.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. Bernice, bring me that notepad. Oh. Do you think? Yes, thank you. Okay, ma'am.
Okay. May I have your social, sir?
449-497-302.
I have 449-497-302.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. Okay. You never filed a claim before?
Not with Alabama.
Okay. All right. I got you. We're going to get
I
you
haven't
on.
Sir. I haven't done this in a long time, to be honest with you.
It's okay. We're going to get it going now, okay?
I made it through COVID, but...
Well, good. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
It is. All right. Can I have your first name, please, and spell it for me?
Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N.
Do you have a middle initial, Mr. Stephen?
That would be R.
Okay. Can I have your last name, please, and spell it?
Gross. It's G-R-O-S-Z. Last letter Z like zebra.
G-R-O-S-Z.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any other name you worked under?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your date of birth, please?
9/24/1965.
09/24/1965. You are a male. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your services. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I finished high school and a technical school, one year trade school.
What is your mother's maiden name and spell it for me?
Last name or the whole name?
The last name.
Childs, C-H-I-L-D-S.
Okay. And do you have a driving license?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
What state?
Texas. Bring in my wallet.
I need your number, please.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Put my glasses on here real quick. All right, it's a Texas driver's license number.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Driver 0657-6332.
0657-6332.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, babe.
If you approve for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that might be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking account, Well, savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Checking or savings?
Checking.
All righty. And I would need a routing number and an account number, please.
Okay, stand by, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't have all this ready. Just give me a minute.
It's okay.
All right, I found it.
All right.
Okay, the routing number.
Okay.
06-11-01-375. Account number 01-52-26-9590.
01-52-26-9590 is your account number.
01-52-26-9590.
Correct. And your routing number? 06. Go ahead.
Yes. 06-11-01-375.
Thank you, sir. Can I have a mailing address, please?
2520.
Okay.
Matthias, M-A-T-H-I-A-S. Lane, Road.
Okay. M-A-T-H-I-A-S?
Yes.
Okay.
What's
your zip code, please?
78640.
78640. And what city is this?
Kyle, Texas.
Kyle?
Kyle. K-Y-L-E.
Okay. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can I have a primary phone number for you?
318-218-1656.
318-218.
1656.
1656. Do you have a secondary number you want on file?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I have 2520 Mathis Lane, M-A-T-H-I-A-S Lane, Kyle, Texas, 78640.
Correct.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I will be asking you some randomly generated questions. According
yes,
to your according to your driver license, approximately how tall are you? 5'5", 5'9", 6'2", or 6'6"?
According to my driver's license. Ooh, it doesn't say. I guess I'm around 5'9".
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 2002 Isuzu Rodeo Sport, 2003 Honda Element, 2004 Chevrolet Silverado, or 2007 Mercedes-Benz?
2004 Silverado.
Which of the following street addresses in Mendon have you ever lived or been associated with? 109 Kirby Place, 1787 Goodwill Road, 198 Old Shreveport Road, or 712 Bymore Drive?
What is it, 1781 Goodwill Road?
1787.
Yes, Goodwill Road.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Last 18 months?
Yes, sir.
I worked for the same company in Florida for about 3 or 4 weeks, but other than that, no, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
Regularly?
Yes.
Not really, no. I was just there for unemployment. I was just there working till I got laid off.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is that?
A trade allowance.
I don't know what that is, so I don't guess so.
It would mean that you like going overseas working, sir.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I haven't worked overseas.
Okay. What was your last day work? I need a month, day, and a year.
November 18th, 2022.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension?
No, ma'am.
Excuse me, from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$28.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Oh, no. Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your job title, sir?
Electrician.
ELE. Let me see, I got to make sure I spell it right.
ELECT. RICAN. No.
Thank you.
Yeah, electrician, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'd like to go to work for somebody here in Lynette, Alabama.
Oh, okay. And
West.
Turner Darren is who you're filing unemployment for? Who you filing? Who is your last
I'm sorry.
employer? Who you?
Gray Wolf Industries.
Okay, I need to add them in there. You say Gray Wolf Industries?
Yes.
Grey Wolf.
Hold on, let me verify that, please.
Okay.
It's GrayWolf.
Okay, hold on. Grey.
WOLF.
Is that one word?
Yes, ma'am.
Wolf. And could you spell industries, please?
Actually, it's not, they don't say industries, they just say Gray Wolf Construction Company.
Constructing.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's GRA, Gray Wolf Construction Company. It didn't
Yes,
come
ma'am.
up. Okay, do you have a phone number for them? I mean, a address for them? Gray Wolf, hold on. GrayWolf Construction, Construction, Construction. Oh, wait a minute, I got that.
There you go.
O-N-Con.
Do you have a Alpharetta, Georgia?
No, I don't have construction company. Okay, CO. Okay, and what is it? What's the address, sir?
3550
Okay.
Francis, FRANCIS, Circle,
Okay.
Alpharetta, Georgia.
Okay, hold on.
30004.
Alpharetta, spell it, please.
ALPHARETTA.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
30004.
3000. Three zeros and a four.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's George, okay. Okay. We got it in now, okay. And can I have a phone number for them, please?
Let's see what their number is. Give me just a second. What do you know? I'm on the phone with you, and it won't let me bring up my address book.
Oh my goodness.
Let me see. Surely it's got some way I can get to my address book. I'm trying, ma'am. Give me this
Okay.
contact. All right, I got it. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Seven seven zero
Okay.
740
Okay.
0029.
I have 770-740-0029.
That's correct.
Can I have your employment start date with them, please?
10/25/2021.
And your last day worked?
11/18/2022.
City and state work was performed in.
Lynette, Alabama.
Lee.
L-A-N-N-E-T-H or E.
L-E-N-N-E-T.
Alabama.
Wait, spell it again. L-E.
No, L-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
N-E-T, right? Lynette.
And it, Alabama.
Lynette, Alabama.
Okay. And did you receive any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am. Lynette is spelled L-A-N-E-T-T.
L-A-N-N-E-T-T.
No, no. No, just one N. L-A-N-E-T-T.
Okay, yes. Thank you. And this, okay. And can you tell me why you're no longer working? Quit, discharge of a lack of work.
A lack of work.
Okay.
Reduction of work.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your PIN. Okay.
Sorry,
that's okay. Your temporary PIN number is 0265.
0265. Okay.
Okay. And the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, sir. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for an eligibility review at a later date and required to submit evidence for your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration with the local employment service or career center in your area. Failure to register for work within 7 days from today could result, could cause a denial of benefits. So what they need you to do, sir, is to go in and register for work with your local employment service.
Okay. Where is that? Do you have an address, Lynette?
I don't. I don't. I really don't. I don't.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I don't have the money.
Is there anybody that you can tell, anybody around you can possibly give you an address for them?
I'll just, Lynette's not that big. I'll just go start asking people.
Yes, sir. Please, within 7 days, you need to be registered for work. Okay?
Okay.
Your unemployment claim week that begins on Sunday and it ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process to claim benefits for the previous week. You will be required to enter your Social Security number and the PIN number you use for this claim when you file your weekly certification. So that PIN number I gave you,
yes,
that's what you'll use to call this number each week. The number is going to be 1-800-752-7389.
That's 1-800-752-7389.
7389, correct. You're right.
Okay.
And you can file your weekly certification any day, Sunday through Friday, but fail to file and complete your weekly claim is as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday can result in a loss of benefits. So, in other words, you have Sunday to Friday to call your claims in every week, okay? If you miss Friday, then you have to, it's just starting all over again.
Okay.
Okay? So,
you
start it next week. You have Sunday to Friday, because I've already done you one for this week.
Okay.
Okay. In about five, 7 days, you're going to receive a booklet in the mail, and that's going to explain everything to you, your responsibilities, your rights, everything you need to know as far as with your unemployment, getting your unemployment, okay?
All right. So I gave you my home address in Texas.
Yes, sir, you did.
Can I give you a local address where I'm stranded right now?
Okay, wait. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Give me your social again.
449-497302.
Okay, 449-497302. Okay, hold on. Okay, and we filing this claim. Hold on.
Maybe okay. I should have made it more clear.
Okay, that's okay. You all right? We can fix that. It's not a problem. We're gonna fix it. Okay. We're gonna okay. So we got 2520 Mathless Lane, Kyle, Texas. We're gonna leave that as your mailing address, or do you want to put the other address?
Yes, that's my other address. That's my permanent address.
Okay.
But currently, I have a local mailing address.
Okay, so what we need to do is switch. Your resident address is different from the above mailing address. So what I need to do is put 2520 as your resident address, and put the other one that you're at is your mailing address, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Hold on. Let me change that out.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just haven't done this.
That's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We can fix it. It's not like it can't be fixed. We can fix it.
Okay.
Okay. All I got to do, I'm doing it now as we speak. Just swapping it all out. And I got all the 7, 8, 6, 4. Yeah. Okay. Now, I got your resident address is the 2520 Mathaddis Lane, Kyle, Texas, 78640, right? Okay.
Yes.
Give me your mailing address. Give me the mailing address you want your mail to come to.
Okay. It's 2189
mm-hmm.
Ben Brown Road.
Ben, is that one word?
Two words.
Okay. Okay, I got 2189 Ben Brown, BenBrown Road.
Correct. Lot C, LOTC.
Okay. Got that.
That's Valley, Alabama.
Okay, hold on. We're going to Alabama again. Alabama. And what's Valley?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said. And what's the zip code?
36854.
Okay. I got mailing address 2189 Ben Brown Road, Lot C as in cat, Valley, Alabama, 36854. And
yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address? We said yes. Your resident address is going to be 2520 Mathias Lane, Kyle, Texas, 78640, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just 1 second.
Okay.
Baby girl, is it Mathias Lane or Mathias Road? Yes. All right. That's correct what you said.
Okay.
Correct.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the primary phone number we have on file is area code 318-218-1656.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. We got it. We got that.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay. Okay. We got your mailing address, 2189 Ben Brown Road, Lot C, Valley, Alabama, 36854. Resident address, 2520 Mathias, Mathias Lane, Cloud, Texas, 78640.
Yes, ma'am.
So now your mail will come there, okay? All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? ASG Development, Brilliant Technologies, Northern Electric, or Sonya Restaurant?
Northern Electric.
Northern Electric?
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1999 General Motors, 2002 BMW, 2003 Audi, or 2007 Hyundai?
None of the above.
Okay.
What were those again?
It says, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1999 General Motors C4500, a 2002 BMW 5 Series, 2003 Audi TT, or 2007 Hyundai Encourage?
Yes, none of the above.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Austin have you ever lived or been associated with? 1011 Morrow Street, 1215 West Slaughter Lane, 4611 Best Way, or 5919 Little Creek Trail?
West Slaughter Lane.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Stagecoach, San Antonio, Dallas, Mesquite.
Stagecoach.
What color was your 2015 Chevrolet Silverado? Blue, red, silver, or white?
2015? That would have been white. White.
Okay, I see. So these are answered. You got these questions already answered. And you got these answered. Okay, because you say you're willing to travel one way 30 miles to a job.
Correct.
Okay. Electrician, okay, we got that. Okay. And okay, Gray Wolf Construction, okay, yep. And we got the number to that. We got everything. Okay, lack of work. Oh, we went back and changed some stuff. That's what that was. Okay.
Right.
So we finished. 0265, you got that for you. Your PIN number, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we had to go back and change some stuff, that address and stuff. I got you. So, like, we read all about it. You know, to do your resume. No, you don't. You have to
do
your
I can do all that when I check in to the local office, correct?
Yes, sir. When you go into the office, go and let them know that you need to have an updated resume on file because you have filed for unemployment.
Okay.
And I gave you the number to call each week, the 1-800-752-7.
Yes,
okay, you got that. Okay, you're on top of things. All righty. Okay. Well, we just went in and changed we did the address change. That's what we did.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Mr. Stephen, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.